This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering & Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewee. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewee.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low to the right by Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay. Good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoy. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in, and Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open the left, and driving to the rim. Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp, and the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Mesher come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls whip the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Score is broadcast to the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favorite team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York. They open up the area in the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier, high left, got it, got it. Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Mudd at the 28. Woo! That was a bomb. That was deep.
Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders, in a really good second half here today.
At 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent. The three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It is one of three district championship games in the Southwest District. Boys basketball, Fort Loramie, Franklin Monroe. We've got it live for you here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. The other two district championships in boys D7, Southwest Ohio. Rushi right now playing Cincinnati College Prep at Milford, and then tomorrow at noon it's Botkins Jackson Center. We've got that game tomorrow for you right here on scoresbroadcast.com at 11:20. Fort Loramie, Franklin Monroe, Redskins here surprisingly. And Franklin Monroe expected to win twice. Franklin Monroe 20-4, the number four seed, second in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference to Tri-Village. 10-1 record for Franklin Monroe in league play, only set back to Tri-Village. Upstart Fort Loramie 12-12 on the year. Number nine seed, winners of nine of the last 12. And if you would ever want to peak at the right time, Fort Loramie has done it in a great way, Chuck. It's a prime example of how to get it done and play your best basketball right at the end of February.
Well, you know, they have played incredibly well in the tournament, but previous to that, at the end of the season, they were really on a good roll for them. Mitch Westerheide has done a terrific job. These kids have bought in, and they're playing as good a basketball as there is anybody here at Pickwick from what I've seen.
Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, we're about 25 minutes away from the opening tip. Getting a little noisy here at Pickwick's Garbery Gym. Fort Loramie shooting around down to the left, Franklin Monroe. Below us at this end of the floor, the south end of Garbery Gymnasium. Fort Loramie fans on the far side, Franklin Monroe folks on this side. We expect an excellent crowd. Wouldn't be a bit surprised if it's not 60% full for this district championship game here tonight. We'll try to keep you apprised as well as possible of the Rushi Cincinnati College prep game being played down at Milford. That contest should be at halftime. And again, tomorrow at noon, it's Botkins Jackson Center. Two SCAL foes go at it. They split two regular season contests. Botkins won at home. Jackson Center won at home. Franklin Monroe shoots the three ball extremely well. They've taken 400 of them on the year, made 146. That's a pretty good percentage, Chuck. It's almost two out of seven. That's going to be tough for Fort Loramie to defend. Redskins have got to get out on shooters. And then a young man that Fort Loramie, I'm sure, really fears is E.B. Fall. He's 6 feet three, plays like 6'6". He's a senior, 13 points a game, second leading scorer. He takes the jump shot well, nice form, hits a good percentage. And if you guard him chest to chest, he puts it on the deck, goes right around you, might even dunk it at the rim.
Yeah, they're a very talented team, but boy, especially offensively. And, Loramie's going to have to guard the perimeter. They're going to have to box out. They're going to have to do all the little things tonight if they want to move on.
Yep, you nailed it. Little things, the details, so important, especially come tournament time. Fort Loramie finished the fourth quarter, finished the overtime, both extremely strong in beating Emmanuel Christian 48-46 in OT in the previous contest, a game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. What a great formula, Chuck. You got three young men score a dozen apiece for the Fort Loramie boys. Ian Grillo, DJ Barhorst, and Eli Heitkamp, all underclassmen. They put up a dozen for you.
Yeah.
And Maxwell Maurer's got eight. That's how you win a ball game. When scores come to the forefront, they aren't guarded maybe as heavily as Maxwell Maurer. They take advantage and come through.
Well, and that's the thing that Maurer does very well. Doesn't force shots. If they're shutting him down, he handles the ball very well and gets the ball to the right people. So, you know, he was distributing that night, and those kids took advantage of it.
We expect a very good ball game. Don't think we can promise you a replica of the other night. That was a spine tingler, highly dramatic, great game. Love to be a part of it. Fort Loramie pulled it out in OT, but 2 points. Could be an up and down affair. Franklin Monroe wants to push it. Fort Loramie's got to control the pace just a little bit. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Pickler's Garbage Gym. Fort Loramie, Franklin Monroe on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel built Marriott's and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And hello once again. Welcome back to Pickwish Garbery Gym. We are 15, 16 minutes away from the opening tip between Fort Loramie and Franklin Monroe. Rushi in progress. That game tipped at 6 down at Milford. Rushi Raiders, Cincinnati College Prep, 47-25 halftime score. Rushi leads. It is a racehorse of a game. Greyhounds going from end line to end line. And Rushi's had the better of it so far. 22 points bulge at halftime over Cincinnati College Prep. 47-25. Before we go any further, I want to give a big shout out to Nick Meyer, a Fort Loramie man who works at Knox Manufacturing Solutions down in Franklin. Big sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jerry Garrett from Fort Loramie is Nick's boss, I believe. Congratulations to Nick and his wife. They've got twins on the way. They have one daughter, Margot. Two more coming. Congrats to Nick Meyer at Knox Manufacturing Solutions down in Franklin. We say hello to Nick, his family, Jerry Garrett, his family as well. They talked with Jerry in person today at Knox. And if they are not here, they'll be tuned in online. I think they'll be present for this game. A lot of Fort Loramie folks here. Far side is half full. We've still got 15 minutes before tip. It'll probably fill up over the next quarter of an hour. 7 wins last year, Chuck, for this Fort Loramie basketball team. First season for head coach Mitch Westerheide. 4-8 in the SCAL a year ago. Folks expected 7, 8, 9 wins. No more than that, maybe less. This year, clearly rebuilding. 4-8 again, perhaps, in the Shelby County Athletic League. 12-12, 6-6, or I should say, 12-12, 6-6. 12-12 in the year, split 12 games down the middle in the SCAL. And I said it the other day, I'll say it again. With the exception of a coach who's got a club unbeaten in D7 at 24-0, with the exception of him, and we all know who we're talking about, Mitch Westerheide gets a vote from us as the coach of the year in the region. And what a marvelous job he's done.
Oh, he's done a great job. And they beat Botkins. Botkins is a really good basketball team, and it's not like, okay, they beat Fairlawn, they beat Houston. No, they won a couple of games besides that this year, and that's what kicked them up to the 6-6. So hopefully, with these youngsters that are scoring like that, that they will continue to climb.
And Botkins and Jackson Center both suffered defeats at the hands of Fort Loramie during the regular season. Mitch, you may not recall, was a coach at Milton Union for a year, head varsity basketball coach, assisted for a season at Edison Community College, previously an assistant at Graham and at Fort Loramie. He was named athletic director way back in 18. He's been on board as the AD now 7 years at Fort Loramie, second year as head basketball coach. Troy Myers is the head coach at Franklin Monroe, and he has had an outstanding coaching stint guiding the Jets. He became the all-time winningest Jets boys varsity coach with his 180th career victory one game ago when Franklin Monroe defeated Newton by a score of 60-43. And he gave all of the credit to those around him. He said to be able to sustain something at this level, it takes an extreme amount of faith and loyalty from people behind you. And he said, that's what I have. He's done a great job at Franklin Monroe. It's a club which, as we've noted, will score in the paint and will shoot threes. They're about 140-some for a little over 400 on the year. That's 40%. And at the high school level, Chuck, that is superb.
40% is good on a college level.
Yep. And at the high school level, it is terrific. 9 threes pumped home by Franklin Monroe in the 60-43 win over Newton in the previous tournament game for the Jets. We'll return with more from here at Garbery Gym in Pickwell. We're about 11 minutes or so away from the start of this game. Crowd is revving up. You hear the music in the background. And both lower sections of this big bowl in Piqua are nearing capacity. We've got more for you in just a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Well, fans from both Fort Loramie and Franklin Monroe are filtering into the upper decks on both sides of Garber Gym. The lower bowl, pretty well full, not many seats to be had. And we're going to be at about, 75% capacity opening tip time here in just a few minutes, Franklin Monroe and Fort Loramie. It is the 4 seed, the Jets, against the 9 seed, Redskins. On paper, Fort Loramie's pulled off a couple of minor upsets in games 1 and 2, beating Lehman and then defeating Emmanuel Christian Academy. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers you that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams here tonight, the key building components, well, Fort Loramie probably has to play its best game of the year if Franklin Monroe performs like it can, as it did against Newton in that 60-43 victory. Previously here in the tournament, the Jets scored inside and out. Fort Loramie's defense has got to remain darn near airtight. Probably can't give up more than 45. And the Redskins need to have a good offensive game. Must have a better start than they've had. Fort Loramie scored less than 30 points in the first two halves to start games in the last two tournament contests against Emmanuel Christian and Lehman Catholic. Got to do better, much better than 15 over the first two quarters here tonight. Key building components for the Redskins and the Jets. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. The Shelby County Veterans Services Office, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, provides many services to vets and their eligible family members, too. These services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and our on-site food pantry, just to name several. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. 498-7282 for more info. Visit our website at ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. That's veterans plural, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. Or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. And thanks to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney on Russell Road, Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Phone Wisebridge. Make your next play call for financial wealth to Wisebridge Wealth Management, 937-518-1776. 518-1776 in Sydney on Russell Road. Wisebridge Wealth Management offers services including retirement planning, wealth planning, risk management, estate planning, proactive tax planning, and social security planning too. All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp, member FINRA, SIPC, Wisebridge Wealth Management, not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp. Again, repeating our previous shout-out, congrats to Nick Meyer at Knox Manufacturing Solutions. He and Jerry Garrett from Fort Loramie are employed there at Knox. And Nick Meyer's wife, Kristen, expecting twins. Congrats. The word is out. They told me that I could share it online with a shout-out at the game here tonight. We've got starting lineups when we come back. Opening tip just a few minutes away. It's Fort Loramie, Franklin Monroe on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full-time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son Dave some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney. We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Hey, golfers.
Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Well, this is one of three Southwest District Championships of Bowls Division 7 going on today and tomorrow. Tonight down at Milford, Rushi leads by 30 late in the third quarter over Cincinnati College Prep. We're about ready to tip here at Pickwick Garber Gym before a huge crowd. Fort Laramie, Franklin Monroe. Fort Laramie 12-12 on the year. Franklin Monroe 20-4, the favorite. Jets are the 4 seed. Fort Laramie the 9 seed. Tomorrow, Botkins and Jackson Center in another district championship. For the home team, the Fort Laramie Redskins, D.J. Barhorst at a guard, 6-1 a junior, 7 a game, along with Max Maurer, 9 points a game, 6-2 senior. Eli Heitkamp out front, 6-foot soft, 5 a game. Landon Dries up front, a junior, 6-4, 5.5 points a game. He is a junior. And the fifth starter, Carter Gaston, 6-1 and a senior at 3.5 points a game. Opening tip to start is one for Franklin Monroe in the road blue. E.B. Fall passes the ball deep into the left corner. Long three try by Eric Brenner. Rolls around, comes out, no good. Long board, squatted to midcourt. The Jets still have it. E.B. Fall, 6'3", senior, nearly 14 points a game. Gives the ball to Brenner. Brenner, dynamite three-point shooter, 38%. Here's a dribble drive into the paint area by Lucas Brenner, Eric's brother, and he coughed up the ball, and Fort Laramie gets it. Maxwell Maurer, head of the key, stops his dribble into the lane to Heitkamp. Heitkamp feeds on the play to Dries, to Barhorst with the elbow on the right. Fadeaway jump shot, strong. Rebound down to the Jets. Here comes E.B. Fall. They don't guard him on the arc. He lets one fly. It is off the back frame. It kicks out of bounds in the corner. You can tell right away, Chuck, Redskins have done their scouting reports.
Well, I mean, he can get to the rim on you, so you can't really go up and belly up with him. Make him make one or two before you go out there.
Yep, he's the weakest three-point shooter on the starting five, Fall, but he is extremely athletic. Redskins possession, nothing, nothing. 6:40 left here in the opening period. Fort Romney's got it straight away. It's Gasson, picked up by Fall. Outside the arc of the left of Barhorst. All this going on at the arc and beyond. Gasson to Maurer, back to Gasson. Gasson thought he was tripped going into the lane, so did the Fort Romney bench. Loose ball, scooped up by Fall. He storms down the floor, fouled by Fort Romney.
I didn't see how he went down, so I'm not sure if it was a foul or not.
Lucas Brenner, 6'1 junior, 8 points a game. Ty Riffle, 5'10 senior, 2.2 a game. Eric Brenner, over 16 an outing, 6'3 senior. He's in the quintet that starts for Franklin Monroe. Ben Denlinger, a junior, stands 6'1, 5 a game. And E.B. Fall, just under 14 per outing. Jets working the ball around top of the circle. Good defense by Fort Romney. Oh, what a play by Dreese. As Dreese stepped in, got a fist on the ball, tipped it away. Franklin Monroe touches, and it goes out of bounds to the Redskins.
Well, not a real great offensive team, but I'll tell you what, Lormie plays defense as well as anybody.
Oh, here comes backcourt pressure, double team, and Eichkamp in trouble. Goes to Maurer, whips it up the right side to Barhorst. Nothing, nothing, 5:50 left in the first, and I would say zero's on the board at this point that favors Fort Loramie's scoring and pace.
Yeah, I said, this is the way Fort Loramie wants to do this.
Gasson outside the arc to the left, gives it up to Eichkamp, fakes right, goes left, gets a screen from Gasson, left corner, doesn't shoot, ball worked to Dreese on top, hand off to Barhorst, back to Gasson. 5:20 left to go, first quarter. Not a point made yet in this game. Jets have had a real good look from three-point land from one corner, and a good look on top from three, and a good look right here for Maxwell Maurer. He sizes up a triple and drains a trifecta from straight away. Beautiful shot by Maurer. He hit the rim a lot the other night in the win over Emmanuel Christian. That one was all cored. It was perfect. Ball rotation. Lucas Brenner enters the paint for Franklin Monroe. Drives to the rim. Shoots it too hard. He was challenged at the basket. Loose ball rebound poked out of bounds by the Jets.
Yeah, he kind of got to the rim, but Gorman did a great job of pinching him and forcing him behind the backboard.
Yep, sure did. Token pressure backcourt for Franklin Monroe. Good sign. Maxwell Maurer with 3 points on a triple here at the outset. Gasson gives it up in the right corner to Maurer. Baseline right to Barhorst. He's open. He overshoots it. Good weak side rebound on the play before Lormie. Over the back foul committed on the shot attempt. Barhorst was alert. He snaked in. Got beneath Fall. Reeled in that rebound. Good play by Barhorst. He was chucked in the back by Fall. Shot was no good, but he hits the first of two free throws. Barhorst knocks it down to make it 4-0. Second shot's too hard. Rebounded by Fall. And then he is grabbed in backcourt. It's Common. Two on Fort Loramie. One on the Jets. 4:31 to go in the first. 4-0 Fort Loramie, which really needed tonight, Chuck, a much better start than the Redskins have had the last two games.
Yeah, well, and actually, I mean, 4 points, not a huge amount, but the zero looks good on the other side.
Yeah, sure does. High right with the ball, Denlinger for Franklin Monroe. On a weave, it goes to Eric Brenner. He sizes up the three like Maxwell Maurer did for Fort Loramie, and he pops it in. 24-footer by Brenner. 4-3, first points for Franklin Monroe. On a long triple, Eric Brenner, 16 points a game. Boy, he can get a hot hand fast. Outside the arc on the right, it is Eichkamp for Fort Loramie. Wants to drive, can't do it, closed off. That goes to Dreese, 30 feet away. Down to Maurer. Maurer swings on top, straight on to Gasson. Right side pass, Barhorst on the bounce between his legs. Top of the circle, Dreese. Maurer cuts through the paint. tries to get clear, can't. Here's Heitkamp, baseline left. DeGaston on the arc. Uh-oh, he shuffled. Good call by the outside referee. Tell you what, Chuck, that's a travel call that for a couple years now has been ignored almost completely simply because the rules change.
Well,
if you travel out on the floor and it's very minor and you don't gain an advantage, play on.
But, I don't know. I think traveling. I don't like that rule.
I agree with you 100%. But how it's been enforced the last 2 years has changed. It wasn't there, though. Oh, falling down and making it a three for Franklin Monroe is Eric Brenner. He popped one in, got a nice screen from 25 feet away, hoisted in a triple, fell backward on his can.
Got a flop warning by the official right there, Kronauer.
Shot was made. Eric Brenner bombs away. Wow. And he tried to invite the foul call by going to the floor after sinking the triple. Referees didn't buy it. It's now 6-4 in favor of Franklin Monroe. Here's a baseline drive by Dries. He's under the basket for Fort Loramie and stepped out. 4-0 start for Fort Loramie. Two straight threes by Franklin Monroe.
Well, here comes Knopf. He had a really good game for Loramie in the semis. If they call him the semis anymore, I don't even know.
Redskins had better mark up an Eric Brenner. Outstanding three-point shooter, 36.5% on the year. He's drained two already in this game after a slow start for the Jets. Brenner has been scalding from perimeter. Here's a three ball from the left corner, but Ty Riffle left open, got a good pass, caught it chest high, delivered the shot on the rim, no good. Rebounded by Fort Loramie, 6-4 Jets. Here's a long three try by DJ Barhorse from the right flank. No good. Long rebound to Gasson. Jumper is good by Gasson from 12. Oh, Carter Gasson got that long board and right away shot it. He was available. Knocked it down. That's the way you do it. Put it up there with confidence. Tied up at 6. 2:01 left in the opening quarter. Jets have the ball in the arc. It's Ty Riffle. Spins into the lane. Quick hands by Barhorse to Fort Loramie. Almost swiped it from him. Ball went out of bounds to the Jets. 1:55 to go in the first. Franklin Monroe with the ball below its basket. Blake Riffle has been subbed in. A 6-1 soft. Ball whipped into the post to Trey Wilson, who's coming off the bench, a 6-1 senior. Oh, a twisting move in the lane. He scores it.
I'll have to look and see, because if he's left-handed, nice shot. But if he's right-handed, great shot.
Oh, that was a beauty by Wilson. 8-6, Jets lead. This is a diversified offensive team, Franklin Monroe. They'll post up on you. They'll drive it. They'll shoot the three. They can score in transition. They'll run half-court sets to make points. Fort Loramie's got its hands full tonight. 8-6. Redskins down 2, 1:20 left, opening quarter. Top of the circle, Knopf. Hands it off at long range to Barhorse. Now to Gaston. Outside the arc on the left, it's Ian Grillo, who's checked in. He starts to drive, loops it to the far corner to Maurer. On top, it's Gaston against Fall. Pivoting in the paint area, Gaston shot, hit every inch of the rim, would not go in. Rebounded by the Jets, 4-on-3 break. Going to the rack with Franklin Monroe is Wilson. It is crammed, blocked from behind. Maurer and Grillo were there, and they put the double team on the shooter.
Man, I'll tell you what, Grillo, he was up in the air that time.
Ball went out of bounds off a blue jersey. Redskins dodged a bullet, great defensive play. 48 seconds to go, first quarter, 8-6, Franklin Monroe. Bauer to midcourt. Dishes to Grillo. Long cross-court pass to Barhorst. Back to Maurer. Just over a half minute remaining. Head coach Mitch Westerheide says, let's play for one. 28 ticks on the clock. Fort Loramie, Rushi victorious over Cincinnati College Prep. It's a final. Just received it from Denny Monin. He says Rushi 83, Cincinnati College Prep 35. I believe that is accurate. Fort Loramie still dribbling, winding down the seconds. 11, 10 to go. Maxwell Maurer on his cheek. Has maybe a speck of blood. Could be on his forehead. The official noticed it and stopped play. 83-45, Rushi victorious over Cincinnati College Prep. 8 to play, opening quarter. Long three, left corner, Gass, and missed it wide. Loose ball rebound, top of the circle. Heitkamp throws it to Dries, and Dries hits it! Dries hits it! A triple! Oh, what hustle before glory. The shot by Gasson skimmed off the rim. It almost went out of bounds. 35, 40 feet from the basket. Fort Loramie didn't let the ball roll to the boundary. The Redskins picked it up, and guess what? Dries turned with a second left in the first quarter. Boom, he hit a line drive triple, and the Redskins lead the Jets 9-8. Fort Loramie giving Franklin Monroe a dose of its own medicine with three balls here in the opening quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Well, for the first time here in district tournament play, the Redskins lead after one quarter 9-8, and they get off to a good start here in the second as Fort Loramie isolates Landon Dries to the left side of the floor. He starts to drive, and he meets resistance outside the paint. He is tagged on the arm as he attempts to lean in, put up a shot. He's got two free throws coming, and he knocks down the first to give Fort Loramie a 10-8 lead. 21 seconds into quarter number two. Dries made the three to close out the scoring of the first. It was a great hustle play by Fort Loramie, and a dynamite bomb from three-point land by Dries, who connects twice here at the stripe. 11-8 Fort Loramie. 7.5 to go here in the second quarter. Here's Ben Denlinger, top of the circle. Oh, poor ball handling. Grillo on the steal. There's a defensive foul. Oh, no. It's called a charge. The Franklin Monroe player was backpedaling below the basket, and it was clearly blocking, and it was ruled a charge. Grillo should be shooting two. It goes down as a charging foul in Fort Loramie, and Franklin Monroe brings it down the floor.
Put the arcs in. That doesn't happen.
Yeah, put that little semicircle in below the basket, and that defines the area in which you cannot draw a charge. Here is E.B. Fall, low in the right, maneuvering. He's on the block, puts up a six-footer, banked it, no good, hit the rim, trickled off, rebounded by Fort Loramie. Redskins come down in the right corner as Heitkamp. Redskins playing with confidence. Leading 11-8, 6:48 to go. Second quarter. Here's Grillo knifing into the lane. Stops, pitches out back on the play to Dries. Dries has scored 5 points in a row for Fort Loramie. Hand off to Maurer. 25 feet away is Grillo. Grillo fakes right, goes left. It looked like he walked. He did. Defender got there late. Could have been a blocking foul, but before that, Grillo definitely shuffled.
Trying to do a little too much. He needs to kind of relax.
Yep.
He's had a terrific tournament.
6:31 to go, second quarter, 11-8. Fort Loramie with three over Franklin Monroe. Jets have been cooled off a little bit here tonight. Franklin Monroe was torrid in its shooting against Newton in the previous tournament game. Here's a clear out for Fall. Fall's got the ball in the right corner, and he sprints to the rim, runs over a Fort Loramie player. Clearly an offensive foul. That's the ruling. That's two Oh, that's going to hurt Franklin Monroe. E.B. Fall, most athletic player on the floor, senior, 13 and a half a game, 6 feet three. He's still out there. He's got two personals. Substitution to Franklin Monroe. Brenner, Eric Brenner, checks to the sideline. Couple sets of brothers for Franklin Monroe, two Brenners and two Riffles. Offensive foul on Fall. He was way out of control. Fort Laramie with a bad pass. Really on top of the key. Threw it to where he thought Dries was going.
Yeah, he's going to come and sit. They're going to calm him down and then get him back out there. That's all he's doing.
6:04 left to go. Quarter number two, 11-8. Fort Laramie up three. Token pressure in backcourt. Ball thrown to Ty Riffle, 93 feet away. He dribbles toward the center line against Heitkamp. Heitkamp gets a fingertip on the ball. It rolls near sideline. Jets got a piece of it last. Unbelievable hustle play, Eli Heitkamp.
Oh, they're playing defense, that's for sure.
Oh, the Redskins putting on a defensive clinic here in this game. Franklin Monroe averaging 54 points per game on the year. Being stymied, just 8 so far tonight for the Jets. In the opening in nearly 11 minutes. 11-8, Fort Laramie, top of the circle, Gasson, ball high overhead. Gives it to Maurer, outside the arc of the right, it's Dries. Right corner, Barhorse, back to Dries, 30 feet away. Points hard to come by in this game. Defenses have clamped down. Here's an overplay by Fall. Fall deflects it. It goes into backcourt. Maurer traces it down for Fort Laramie. Starts up the floor against Fall. Goes high post to Gaston. I tell you what, I would work on E.B. Fall. He's still on the floor with two personals. I drive right at him. Far left wing, it's Maurer. Dumps it baseline to Barhorse. Back to Maurer. Oh, a good give and go. Maurer to the rack. Missed it, no good. But he is belted on the arm. Two free throws coming. Like that play, Chuck. Maurer gave it up and he cut. And he was hit with a nice pass.
That's give and go basketball. It's been around since they invented the game.
Fundamentally solid. Now you got to convert the fouls at the stripe. The shot by Maurer rolls around and it's no good. 11-8, Fort Laramie up three. Redskins at the stripe so far, Chuck.
They were 3 for 4. They are now 3 for 5.
4:57 to go in the second quarter as Maxwell nails shot number two. Max Maurer's got it. Goes 1 of 2 at the stripe. 12-8 in favor of Fort Laramie. 4:44 to go here in the second quarter. Here's Denlinger in the far left corner. Oh, he walked. No call. Tried to gain an advantage on the baseline. Threw it on the arc to Brenner. You can tell Franklin Monroe, Chuck, uncomfortable. The Jets have not seen defense like this year, this all year long.
No, I watched some of that Newton game, and Newton did not play defense like this.
And here's an overplay, top of the circle, near steal by Gasson. Ball poked into backcourt, run down by Fall. Fall starts up the floor, pulls up at the elbow, and the team's reset. For an instant, the Jets had a scattered floor advantage. Here's a steal by Gasson, but a timeout was called by Franklin Monroe. Gasson was loose on his way to the rim for 2 points, but it's nullified. Jets got the timeout with 4:14 to go in the first half. 12-8 Fort Laramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
You're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Myers is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Rushi Raiders defeated Cincinnati College Prep tonight at Milford in a Southwest District Championship game. Led 47-25 at the half, 71-34 at the end of three. Final tally, 83-45. Rushi, which advances on to the regional on Wednesday. against the Central District champ from District number 2. It's one of two Christian schools. They are meeting in a game this evening. It tips at 8:30. Bad pass by Franklin Monroe. Fort Loramie's harassing defense caused another error. Big turnover by the Jets who threw it away. Fort Loramie comes right down the floor in the lane. Heitkamp goes to the rim. No good. It bounced off. Oh, what a stick back. What a play by Gaston.
Good job. Ooh. He's active tonight.
Carter Gaston with a beautiful power move after getting the rebound. Here's a long three by Franklin Monroe. Chucked up there from 21 feet by Blake Riffle. It is no good. Jets shot it quickly and missed it. Here's Fort Loramie down the floor. Maurer tries to make a pass into the lane from below the backboard. Almost stolen by the Jets. It is tracked down by Gaston. And the possession is salvaged. 14-8 Redskins. 3:12 left. Second quarter. Maurer on the arc. Fakes the 25-footer. Gives it up to Dries. To Maurer. E.B. Fall on Maurer now. E.B. Fall's got 2 fouls on him for Franklin Monroe. Far left wing, it's Barhorst. Little pick and roll there with Gaston, nothing doing. 2:55 left in the second. Timeout, Fort Loramie. Redskins up 14-8. Boy, they put the clamps on the Jets offense in this game so far tonight on scorersbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7. Serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie School District. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Yep, sometimes examining common opponents is a worthless exercise. Emmanuel Christian, which lost to Fort Loramie previously here in the tournament in overtime, defeated this Jets team, beat Franklin Monroe 58-51 at Franklin Monroe. Here's a turnaround jump shot with the elbow on the right by Maurer. It is no good. Oh, what a tip in. What a follow. Dries, 2 points.
My goodness, they didn't put a body on him, and he made him pay.
Landon Dries came out of nowhere, flew into the lane around 2 blue jerseys, and batted that ball through. Here's Franklin Monroe with a left corner drive, going hard to the basket for the Jets, and scoring on the play. Fine maneuver by Eric Brenner, 6'3" senior. He carved out space. There was real estate available beneath the rim. Shaken up a little bit as Brenner. He was fouled on the play by Fort Loramie. He's shaking off what appears to be maybe a midsection injury of sorts. What a drive to Brenner. Franklin Monroe needed that 2 points to make it a 16-10 game.
If that was a block at the one end, that was a block at this end.
And I tell you what, the blocks and charges so far in this game have been implemented inconsistently.
Yeah, that was not a good call.
Free throw, no good. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Long three, right wing, short, off the mark by Maurer. That was a 30-footer, but the long rebound came right back to him. Redskins reset up 6, 16-10, 2:11 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie needs a bucket right here. Gaston straight away picked up by Fall. He has been silent. Fort Loramie's choked him off. Averaging 13.5 a game. On the weave is Heitkamp. Wants to curl down the paint. Can't do it. Goes to Maurer. 1:51 left to go here in the second quarter. Gaston, 35 feet out. Brenner tried to reach in, steal, couldn't do it. Fed it to Heitkamp with the elbow in the left. 1:39 to go in the second. 16-10 Fort Loramie. Heitkamp 20 feet away. Goes to the elbow on the right. Jump shot, 16-footer. It is off the backlands. Rebound save by Franklin Monroe. The right to a Redskin. Loose ball to Dreese in the lane. Misfires from 6 feet. And then Fort Loramie hooks a Jets player on the rebound. Head coach Mitch Westerheide hot thought Dreese was fouled on the previous shot. 1:25 to go, second quarter, 16-10. Fort Loramie leads Franklin Monroe.
That's the second foul on Landon Dreese. They've got to keep track of that.
Dreese has two for Fort Loramie. Fall with two for Franklin Monroe. The Jets in the blue from top to bottom. Very pretty dark royal blue, white numbers, Redskins in the white, red numerals outlined in black. There's the one-on-one play by E.B. Fall we've been waiting for. He took the ball at midcourt, and he knifed into the paint area, did a little twisting maneuver, spun up a seven-footer, and swished it. Highly athletic is Fall, 16-12, four straight points now by Franklin Monroe. Dribble drive, Landon Dreese into the lane, has a nice look from 8 feet. The shot hits the flange, long rebound, Barhorst digs it off the hardwood. To Maurer, thought about getting up the three. Head coach Mitch Westerheide says, patience, guys, discipline here over the last half minute. Second quarter, 16-12, Fort Loramie. There's Grillo 35 feet away. Both teams have gone man-to-man the entire night, right, Chuck?
Absolutely.
18, 17, 16 left. Big possession there before Loramie. A two-pointer would push the lead to six. A triple would make it seven. Down to 10, 9, Gasson, right corner. Thought he was fouled. Goes baseline. Missed it. Stick back. Trees, a cripple. A baby shot, no good. Rebound of a Fall. Fall down the floor to the three-point shooter. Denlinger fires at the buzzer. Redskins block it out of bounds.
That was Grillo again. What a hustle play by Ian Grillo.
Ian Grillo came out of nowhere. He was trailing the shooter for the Jets. Raced up behind him and got a piece of that shot. Oh, 3-4 feet after it left the shooter's hands. What a play by Grillo on a springboard. He went up, smacked it out of bounds as the buzzer sounded, ending the second quarter. Fort Loramie's got a hard-earned four-point lead, 16-12. Redskins over the Jets after two on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Fort Loramie led 4-0 at the start, pushed it to 16-8 with 2:20 to go in the second. Thanks to a fine combination of a lot of defense and some neat scoring around the basket and behind the arc at 16-8. The Jets came back, tallied the last four of the second, and that's where we are, 16-12 and a half, which is brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and Schnippel Construction in Botkins, Chuck.
Well, if you take a look at it, you look at stats, 7-1 rebound, offensive rebounding advantage for Loramie. That's hustle. 12-6 totals. Turned it over five times. Frank Monroe turned it six. 0-1 from the free throw line. Loramie was 4-6 from the free throw line. Eric Brenner leads the Franklin Monroe Jets with 8. Then they got 2 from Wilson and 2 from Fall. They scored 8 and 4, 12 for the first half. Barhorse has 1. Max Maurer has 4. Landon Dries, 7. And Carter Gasson, 4. They scored 9 and 7 for the 16-12 halftime lead.
Fort Loramie at Hustle with a capital H. I mean a big time uppercase H on that word, Hustle. They've gotten it done as a result of that so far in this game, Chuck.
Well, what you see as a fan and a coach, when you see your kids diving on the floor, you hear squeaks, you see that they don't care the chairs are there. They are flying after it. That's a hard-playing basketball team.
16-12, Fort Loramie over Franklin Monroe after 2 quarters. Our halftime being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at High Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at High Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work.
Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangeman.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Fort Lauderdale 16, Franklin Monroe 12. Redskins outworked the Jets in the first two quarters. But as we were talking, Chuck, Fort Lauderdale missed some close-in chippies, got some offensive rebounds, couldn't finish off a few possessions, and left some points on the floor. Could be up by maybe 7, 8, 9 points.
That would have been nice for him to get a little cushion, because I got a feeling they're going to go to that young man.
Uh-oh, we start the third quarter, and by design, Franklin Monroe runs a play for E.B. Fall. Fall gets a pass at the foul line, and he nudges his way down the right side of the lane and makes a nifty twisting shot baseline right. Kissed it in off the board. Long three-pointer by Barhorst for Fort Loramie. Around, around, and out. Ball alertly tipped back on the arc. Redskins retain it. Yep, overlapping the second and third quarter. Six straight points for the Jets. It is 16-14. Fort Loramie's once eight-point lead is now down to two. Here's Maurer, top of the key. He's got an avenue down the right side of the lane. Fades away, left a 12-footer short. Loose ball rebound to Thaw. Thaw lost it, got it back. Saved on the play. The tie Riffle of Franklin Monroe. Down the floor to Thaw, back to Riffle on the arc. Jets can take the leader with a three. Moving screen on Ty Riffle. Good call. 6:53 left, second quarter. Possession Fort Loramie after the offensive foul against Franklin Monroe. Redskins up two, 16-14. Redskins have been in a dry spell, haven't scored now for 3 minutes. Here is the ball thrown to the post. Heitkamp wants to pivot and drive, can't do it. Gives it up, then he gets it back straight away to Gasson. Near wing Darhorst. Darhorst to Maurer, who posts up in the lane. And Maurer dribbles back out and goes near the Indians logo at midcourt. To Gasson, ball rotated outside the arc of the left to Heitkamp. He wants to drive on Ben Denlinger, can't do it, he's choked off. Fort Loramie still working the ball, pitch to center court to Maurer. 6:08 to go, third quarter, 16-14, Fort Loramie. Ball thrown to the mid post to Maurer. Oh, he finds a man open behind him. Heitkamp has got the layup. Maurer to Heitkamp, great pass. Heitkamp, unknown on that play by Franklin Monroe. They couldn't find him. Heitkamp finished off the play underneath. And then E.B. Fall comes back for Franklin Monroe and hits the foul line, Jay. 15-footer of a Fall. Nice pass, but Ty Riffle countering quickly. The Jets, who get a timeout. 18-16, Fort Loramie early on in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
The Redskins worked long and hard for the last 2 points. Fine assist now to Eichkamp below the basket. Got an easy one. And then it was matched in about 7 or 8 seconds at the other end by E.B. Fall. Foul line J. Fort Loramie's in the lead, 18-16. Here's Gaston in the post. Leaves it for Eichkamp at the foul line. He goes down the lane. Shot blocked. Jets are countering at the other end. The two-pointer ties. The three-pointer gives Franklin Monroe the lead. 18-16, Fort Loramie. 5:04 to go, third quarter. Fall enters the lane. Three-point shooter gets it in the right corner, and Lucas Brenner pushes it. Fall drove the paint area, attracted two white shirts, gave it up to Lucas Brenner. He popped home a trifecta. 19-18 Jets. Franklin Monroe has now scored 11 of the last 13 points in this game. Here's a drive by Dries in the lane. Turnaround, Baker, got it. Landon Dries comes right back for Fort Loramie. 20-19 Redskins. Fall shoots a three. He shoots a three. Bingo! Bullseye, E.B. Fall for the Jets. You got to find him. Fort Loramie didn't do it. That trip down. And Fall made the Redskins pay. 22-20 Jets. 4:14 left in the third. Eichkamp on the arc to Maurer. Straight away to Dries. Dries hangs on. Redskins have been stifled. Just 4 points in the last 6.5 minutes. Overlapping the second and third quarters. Eichkamp on the arc. Gets a screen from Gaston. Eichkamp goes baseline. Uh-oh, a good reach-in on the play by Ben Denlinger. Denlinger gets a mitt on the ball. So does Eichkamp. I think Eichkamp got a timeout.
Mitch Wester, Heidi, went as far as I've ever seen a coach get to an end line to call that timeout.
Redskins get a break timeout for Loramie to conserve the possession when we come back. 3:49 left in the third. 22-20 Jets on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Fishes. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of Fridays, breakfast, and big boy.
Well, the Redskins need to find some offense. The Jets have tightened the screws defensively. Fort Loramie led 16-8 with about 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Franklin Monroe has stolen the show since. 22-20 Jets. 3:38 left here in the third on the arc of trees for Fort Loramie. Near side pass to Borrowers. DJ on the bounce. Popping out to catch his Gaston. Into the post, he goes to Dries. Turnaround 15-footer. Hit the backboard. The rim came off. Eichkamp with a tremendous rebound. It's tipped around in the corner of the floor by Fall of Franklin Monroe. Fort Loramie catches it, but out of bounds is Barhorst when he receives the ball. Here's a steal in backcourt by Fort Loramie. To the rim, Barhorst. No good, but a foul.
Wow.
Barhorst, like lightning, swiped at a pickpocket, but he couldn't convert. Had a chance at the end one. The shot rolled around the rim, came off. He's at the stripe for two. An opportunity to bring Fort Loramie even. Free throw by Barhorst is on the money. 22-21, Franklin Monroe. 3:21 to go, third quarter. Second shot here by DJ as he caught Franklin Monroe by surprise with one at number seven. Tremendous steal. Both foul shots are there. Yes, sir. We're even. 22-22. Tied up game. Here's Fall. Fall around one player, around another Redskin to the rim. Foul. Well, Fort Laramie can't afford to let that happen. E.B. Fall beat two white shirts to the basket. Couple free throws coming up.
Well, and as bad as that, Drees is having the best game. Just picked up his third foul.
Troy Myers, head coach of Franklin Monroe, has told E.B. Fall since the start of the third quarter, hey, do your thing.
He's got a little bit of a discontinued dribble that got him an advantage there. I think the referees need to look at that.
But E.B. Fall misses at the foul stripe. Second one upcoming. We're stuck at 22-22. 3:12 to go, third quarter. Second shot. He's got it. Jets up one. 23-22. Fort Laramie needs a hoop to retake the lead. Final 3 minutes, third quarter. Maurer, right wing, Fall on him. Maxwell having a difficult time, shaken free. Top of the circle, it is Heitkamp to Gasson, wants to turn the corner. Uh-oh, he dribbled into trouble. Fall stole it, E.B. down the floor. Acrobatic shot in the lane, got it on the rim, couldn't convert. But he is clamped down on the wrist. Couple of free throws for Fall upcoming.
You can't be that loose with the basketball. That was just a real weak little pass. And they said thank you very much and went the other way.
Yeah, very bad turnover before Foreman. Fall at the stripe. Foul in the act of shooting. Missed it. Two straight trips for two free throws. He blows the first one. 2:49 to go, third quarter, 23-22, Franklin Monroe. It has been the E.B. Fall show for the Jets in the third quarter. That one's good. 24-22, Franklin Monroe. Here is Maurer down the court for Fort Laramie. Up and over the timeline. Right side pass to Grillo. Redskins cannot afford to make any more lazy passes. Grillo drives through the top of the circle, leaves it left wing for Barhorst, not a Maurer, near side Grillo. Good matchup there. Eric Brenner on Grillo. Into the post it goes to Knopf. Back to the basket. He muscles down, spins, overshoots. Weak side rebound, touch last, out of bounds off the Jets. Blake Riffle could not control it. 6'1 senior, 9 points a game. Had a good shot at that board, but could not reel it in. And with 2:16 to go in the third quarter, Redskins are down two, have the ball below the basket. On the arc to Gasson, out of Maurer, had a screen. He didn't chuck it up there, thought about it again, pulled it back, threw it right side to Grillo. Grillo fakes left, goes right, wants to work on Brenner, can't do it. Now to Knopf, 35 feet out of the floor. Here's Maurer, down the right side to Barhorst. Points hard to come by for Fort Laramie in the last 8 or 9 minutes. Barhorst baseline right. Uh-oh, he fumbled the ball. It rolled away from him. Touch for the Jets are off the foot of Barhorst.
It surely is. Good call.
Excellent, excellent call by the referee. He was all over it. That's twice now in the last 90 seconds to 2 minutes. Redskins have had soft passes in the half court. They've been weak. And Franklin Monroe has forced a change of possession twice. Here come the Jets into the forecourt, up two, 24-22. Somebody's got a check Fall. Top of the circle, he drives into the lane, feeds baseline right to Brenner. His jump shot is blocked. Oh, what a play in the right corner of the floor by Gasson. He crammed it, nearly saved it. Out of bounds to the Jets. 92 seconds left, third period, 24-22, Franklin Monroe.
Great effort by Gasson that time.
Boy, was it ever. Ball lobbed in, head of the key to Trey Wilson. Left wing, Eric Brenner, back to Wilson. On top, it is dealt to Lucas Brenner. Now Fall, he runs the show. He'll try to drive. He starts into the paint, feeds it behind him, three-point shooter, long bomb, Blake Riffle, in and out, no good. Over guarding on the Jets on the rebound attempt before Loramie. Foul as Blake Riffle handcuffed Maurer 80 feet from the basket. Redskins will bring it down, still down but two, 24-22, a minute 12 to go here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie led 16-12 at the halftime break. Jets have matched here in the third quarter their first half output. On the arc, it's Barhorst. Barhorst wants to turn the corner and drive. He can't do it. Jets have made some adjustments. They're shutting off the Redskins' half-court game right now. Deep right corner is Grillo. Grillo hangs on. Coming out to catch is Gaston. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Head coach Mitch Westerheide barking instructions. Maurer on a weave to Barhorst at side court. Barhorst, top of the circle, foul line, has some room. Oh, a late dump off to Gaston. Had an easy one. He dropped it, missed it. Stick back, good. Heitkamp, Johnny on the spot. No, Barhorst was there. Barhorst and Heitkamp, two timed on the rebound. In and out, seven-footer, missed by Trey Wilson. He had a gimme over the top of the Jets on the board. Oh, that's a big swing right there. Fort Loramie, multiple chances at the offensive end. Great delivery to Gaston, missed the first shot, wide open. Oh, what a pass. Yep. Then Barhorst eventually got the follow. The Jets missed a gimme. Barhorst with 3 seconds left. 3 seconds left. Good! DJ Barhorst hoisted a three. He hurled in a 28-footer. DJ Barhorst gives Fort Loramie a three-point bulge. 27-24 at the end of three. Redskins have had a knack for the end-of-quarter buzzer beaters in this tournament. Three-point lead Fort Loramie. We'll start the fourth in a moment on scorersbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Well, the third quarter starts with E.B. Fall at the foul line for Franklin Monroe, not shooting, but giving it up to Lucas Brenner down low on the right, and he is hampered at an easy shot. Fort Loramie stopped it, fouled him. Free throw by Brenner, good, and we start the fourth quarter with Fort Loramie up two now. It was 27-24, now 27-25. Both shots are right on the button by Lucas Brenner, 27-26. Redskins up one. Franklin Monroe owned most of that third quarter. Good finish to the period by the Redskins, who have a one-point edge with 7.5 to go in the game. Here's a baseline jump shot by Barhorst, 17-footer, strong. Rebound to Fall. Here's Fall storming down the floor. He sprints all the way to the rim. Defensive foul. Fort Loramie got there late. Fall was in the act of shooting, and there he goes, right back to the stripe again.
Yeah, they were lucky they didn't get their second flop, and that would have been a technical foul because he just fell backwards. That was a good call by the official.
Oh, the free throw by Fall is good. The Jets start the fourth quarter. 3-for-3 at the stripe to tie the game up at 27-27. Second shot by Fall. Swish again. How many now for Fall, Chuck?
13 after having two at the half.
11 points in the last 9 minutes for E.B. Fall. As Chuck noted, two at the half. He's got 13 total. And the Jets with four straight foul shots to open up play in the fourth. Lead by one, 28-27. Maurer open, high left. Three ball in the air. Hits it! Hits it! Maxwell Maurer to the rescue. Here's Fall again, storming down the floor. Pivots in the lane. Banks up a nine-footer. No good. Frenzied rebound. Both teams hit the floor. It's a foul called against Fort Loramie. And is it shooting again? Nope. Ball out of bounds to the Jets. That three-pointer by Maurer lifted Fort Loramie to the lead, 30-28. Max has been checked all night long on the arc. He found an opening the last trip down. He made the Jets pay. Here's the ball inbounded to Wilson in the lane. Lost the ball. Got it back. Threw it to E.B. Fall on the arc. Now to Lucas Sprinter. 6:54 to go. Fourth quarter. 30-28 Fort Loramie. Dribble drive. Left side of the lane. Brenner on top to Wilson. Now E.B. Fall. 30 feet out. He wants to drive. He is stopped by Gaston. It's a foul stripe. Leaves it behind him for Eric Brenner. Jets very patiently attacking. Here's Fall. Let's see if they clear out for him. Nope. To Wilson. On a weave to Blake Riffle. Three-point shot straight away by Eric Brenner. It grazes rim. Rebound Wilson, right corner. Dribble drive beneath the basket. Got away with a walk. Fed it on the play to Fall for the easy deuce. It looked like a travel on Franklin Monroe, not called. Big two-pointer Jets. We've got a tie game again at 30. Open shooter Fort Loramie. Three ball, bar horse. No good off the heel. Long rebound, Franklin Monroe. Here comes E.B. Fall, storming up the floor. Gives it up on the arc to Lucas Sprinter. 5:46 left here in the fourth. Jets working around the head of the key. Here is Fall, isolating, top of the circle, elbow on the right. Swivels around one man, another. Bank shot, Fall, fadeaway. Good! Oh, that is smooth. E.B. Fall, one-on-one. Real tough to stop when he's got some open area with which to work.
He elevates really well on that shot.
He does. He ascends off the floor, springs into the air, and at his apex, you cannot stop that jumper. 32-30 Jets. Here's Fort Loramie's Carter Gaston working hard. Working hard. Uh-oh, he shuffled. That's a good call by the referee. Yeah,
changes pivot feet, trying to make that curl back.
Gaston was within 10 feet of the hoop, tried to create a little more room for him to operate with, but he dragged that pivot foot. 32-30, Jets possession. Franklin Monroe leads with 4:56 to go in the fourth. Here's Fall again, one-on-one, top of the key. Maxwell Maurer checks him. Ball thrown on the arc to Ty Riffle. Back to Fall, to Riffle. Fall screens for Riffle. Near side, Ty Riffle to Blake Riffle. Left corner, it is E.B. Fall. Works on Maurer into the paint. Jeez. Ball heaved into the right corner, almost thrown out of bounds. Jets save it. Here's a drive from 25 feet out on the hardwood. Reach-in hooking foul on Fort Loramie, not shooting. Four fouls on Fort Loramie in the period. None on the Jets. Those are key numbers. Franklin Monroe shoots free throws from here on. 4:26 to go, fourth quarter. 32-30, Franklin Monroe. Big possession. Jets try to inch out to a 4 or 5 point lead. Dribbling, falling down outside the yard is Lucas Brenner. He stumbles. Ball rolls to midcourt, and Franklin Monroe gets it back and calls for a timeout. 4:12 to go. Jets lead the Redskins by two. A proud sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane offers propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides the same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business that began in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today. with many of the great grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Port Loramie, energy for today and tomorrow both. Cutaway Styling Salon in Port Loramie at 15 Elm Street. The Family Salon for mom, dad, all the kids and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Additional stylists Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher, Kathy Wilson. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Here's a ball thrown out of bounds by Franklin Monroe. After the timeout, E.B. Thaw was halted on his dribble about 28 feet from the basket. Threw it to teammate in that blue jersey and left the spot.
That's what happened
there. And the ball bounced up into the Fort Loramie crowd. Here's a reach-in foul, 35 feet from the rim on Fall of the Jets. That's his third. I tell you what, Chuck, he's played better than two quarters with two fouls. Just now got his third.
He had two fouls in the first quarter.
Unbelievable. Fort Loramie couldn't get the third on him sooner than this. But he does have three. Redskins down two with 3:47 to go in the fourth. Heitkamp, top of the circle, motioning. Ball thrown to Barhorst, to Dreese on the left wing. Back to Heitkamp, now back to Dreese. Top of the circle, Maxwell Maurer. Head coach Mitch Westerheide says, discipline, patience here, guys. Posting up is Gaston in the lane. He wants the ball. He can't get it to him. On the arc, it's Barhorst. He bobs and weaves, wants to drive, can't do it. We are down to 3:16 to go in the fourth. 32-30 Jets. Heitkamp, head of the key, Dreese, into the post, Gaston, twisting, turning, seven-footer, Gaston, he got a friendly bounce, and it went in! Gaston ties the game at 32. The ball hit the back iron, went up in the air, and it plummeted right down through the cylinder. 2:51 to go, 32-32 deadlock. Cutting into the lane, Lucas Brenner. On the arc to a three-point shooter, doesn't try. Now here's Fall. Fall against Maurer. Here comes the double team, the triple team. Fall gets rid of it. On the arc to Wilson. Hand off to Lucas Brenner and out of Fall. Head coach Troy Myers up off the bench for Franklin Monroe. 32-32 tie. 2:27 left here in the fourth quarter. 30 feet out, Brenner goes right corner, goes baseline. Heitkamp on him, chest to chest. Ball flipped way out to Riffle. Now to Fall, top of the circle. Fall blazes a trail down the left side of the lane. Blocking foul on Fort Loramie. It goes against Maurer. And it is ruled to be in the act of shooting. Does it make any difference?
Nope.
Fort Loramie's over the limit. Two free throws for Fall, who's been at the stripe often here in the second half, Chuck.
Corey is 4 for 6.
E.B. Fall at the stripe, and he breaks the tie. Swish on the free throw. 2:13 to go in the fourth. The Jets 33, Redskins 32. Fort Loramie led by 4 at the half. Led at the end of 3. Second shot by Fall, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. And over the shoulder foul on the Jets. It's not shooting. Only the second foul on Franklin Monroe. Fort Loramie's over the limit. 2 minutes, 12 seconds to go. Fourth quarter, big offensive set here for Fort Loramie. Ball walked up over the timeline to Maurer. These two teams scrapping for a berth in the regional tournament at Vidalia Butler on Wednesday. The team that wins plays the club that triumphs tomorrow here. Noontime game, Botkins Jackson Center. 30 feet away, it's Dreese. Near side to Maurer. Thought about shooting over Lucas Brenner, didn't. Gave it up to Dreese. Dreese is passed to Barhorst. Is through his hands and out of bounds. That is an untimely mistake.
Yep. They're still fine. It's a one-point game. They just need to calm down a little bit.
A minute 39 to go. Redskins need a stop. Down 1, 33-32. And E.B. Fall walks the ball to midcourt. They spread the floor for him. He starts to drive in the lane. Jets lead by one. Fort Loramie's got five fouls. A personal here, and the Jets shoot. There's a push-off at side court. It goes against Treese of Fort Loramie. That's his fourth. Two free throws here by Frank LeMonroe, towing the stripe. Blake Riffle, he's got two coming, a chance to inch Frank LeMonroe to a three-point spread. 1:17 left in the fourth quarter. Riffle, a left-hander, fires, and he's got it. 34-32 Jets. Second foul set up coming. This is big. Would give Frank LeMonroe a three-point bulge. The left-hander, Blake Riffle, 1-2-3 dribbles, up and in. 35-32, Frank LeMonroe. Fort Loramie needs points. 1:13 left in the game. Maurer down the court. Gasson pops out to catch. Gasson throws right corner, Barhorst. Barhorst pivots. Wants to cut into the lane. Spin move, baseline right. Barhorst banks it. Off the glass, the rim, no. Ball loose on the floor. Scrum forward, it's a jump. Held ball, arrow, Fort Loramie. 56.6 to go in the game. 35-32 in favor of Frank LeMonroe. Good shot there by Barhorst. Got it on the glass, didn't hit the window square. It sprayed off the rim. Ball inbounded by Maurer, looking, hits a cutter down the lane. Uh-oh, moving screen during the action as Fort Loramie was inbounding. Oh, my goodness. That is a real difficult call to make away from the ball in a game like this, going down to the wire at 35-32. That's too bad.
Yeah, it is. I mean, yeah, that was a call you might have called in the first quarter, maybe, but not there.
Yep, somewhat invisible, it appeared. Really had nothing to do with the play, and it goes down as a turnover for Fort Loramie on the offensive foul away from the action, and the Jets have the ball with a three-point lead and 46 seconds to go, and the Redskins hook E.B. Fall from behind, 40 feet from the rim. Head coach Mitch Westerheide trying to stretch out the final three quarters of a minute. 35-32 Jets, who tried to stretch the lead out to 4 and 5 here. Free throw by Fall is good. Well, Franklin Monroe, for the most part, has been pretty calm, cool, and collected at the charity stripe. 36-32 Jets. 46.7 left to go here in the fourth. 24-point second half for Franklin Monroe. 16-point second half for Fort Loramie. Second shot upcoming by the foul shooter, E.B. Fall. Got them both. And Fort Loramie's in a world of hurt. Down 5, 37-32. 41 seconds to go in the game. Maurer, top of the key for 3. It bangs off the iron. Long rebound, far side of the floor. The Jets touch it. He goes out of bounds last off of Blake Riffle. Fort Loramie will throw in. 37.1 remaining. Winner of this game gets the noontime winner tomorrow of the contest between Botkins and Jackson Center in a regional semifinal. Long 3, Fort Loramie, Barhorst. He chucked it up from 30 feet. It missed the rim, hit the glass. Rebound, Franklin Monroe. Here's Fall. He storms down the floor. Bulls his way into the lane. Throws it out back to a guard. It's Lucas Brenner. They run clock. 16 to go. Foul, Fort Loramie. But the Redskins defended Franklin Monroe extremely well here in this game tonight. The Jets averaging 55-56 per contest on the year, held right now to 37. But Fort Loramie's offense down the stretch of this contest, just not enough. Free throw good by Franklin Monroe's Blake Riffle. Boy, the Jets have been splendid at the strike. Woo.
I think they just caught a violation.
Uh-oh.
Somebody stepped in. So,
and the first free throw was made. Second one is not allowed. Somebody stepped in too soon. Here's a long three by Fort Loramie. It's Maurer way off to the left. Hit the bottom of the glass. Rebound Jets with 8.8 to go. And Franklin Monroe up 6, 38-32. The Jets will advance to the D7 regional semifinal against either Botkins or Jackson Center. And we'll have that doubleheader for you starting at 5:20 on Wednesday from the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Rushi a winner tonight, 83-45 over Cincinnati College Prep down at Milford. Will take on a Christian Academy team from Columbus in the other region semifinal. I think Rushi plays first. And Franklin Monroe will take on Botkins or Jackson Center in the second game on Wednesday as we get to the Sweet 16 in boys action in Division 7 on Wednesday night at Vandalia Butler. 8.8 to go. Franklin Monroe 38, Fort Loramie 32. Redskins played extremely hard tonight. Held the lead at the end of the half. Came back to go up again at the end of the third quarter. But Franklin Monroe has played fine defense the last quarter and a half. And the Redskins have had points very hard to come by. Both foul shots missed. Fort Loramie to midcourt. It's Dries. Dries head of the key. Sets up and shoots the three. Way strong, no good. Weak side rebound by the Jets, and that's it. Fort Loramie knocked out of the boys Division 7 tournament tonight by Franklin Monroe, 38-32. The Jets with a much better final 8 minutes than the Redskins. They outplayed Franklin Monroe by a little bit over three quarters, but the Fort Loramie not quite enough offense to get it done. And the Jets got to the foul stripe early and often in that fourth quarter as Fort Loramie racked up 10 or 11 personals. And Franklin Monroe was shooting two free throws frequently in that fourth period. 38-32 final. What a season for the Redskins, who finish up the campaign 12-13. 12-13 by way of record for Fort Loramie, Mitch Wester Heidi's club. Came on strong. Rebuilding season. Fast improving club. Really developed along the way, went 6-6 in the SCAL and defeated both Jackson Center and Botkins. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Schaefer Market, your new community go-to store. Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie has gone local. We have found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. So we now offer you Winner's Meats, the Happy Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more. At Schaefer Market, you can sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee. Plus, we offer a more varied selection of soft drinks, too. Stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, locally owned and operated. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie is your new community go-to store. Redskins being presented the district runners-up hardware. Fort Loramie closing out 12-13. Heading into play here tonight, the Redskins had won 9 of their last 12. Finished the season mighty strong. A lot better campaign than I think most people expected, that's for sure. Seniors, Max Maurer, Ethan Kester, A.J. Siegel, Carter Gasson, Ty Kemper, Carter Eilerman, and Spencer Knopf. Those are your Fort Loramie seniors. We salute them all. Piqua High School Athletic Director Chip Hare making the announcement, saluting the Redskins, highlighting their accolades this year. a strong finish to the season, and the district runners-up trophy presented to Fort Loraman. 38-32, Franklin Monroe wins it here tonight to advance on to the regional on Wednesday at Vandalia Butler. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Barker Insurance, serving the region since 1972. Celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more, stop by Barker on County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, or phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. So many thanks to our big three Fort Loraman game sponsors with us each and every Fort Loraman game all year long. When we've got the Redskins on the air, you can count on these three being with us for Fort Loraman contests only throughout the entire season. M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, and Geyer's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Redskins, Chuck, just not enough offensive oomph down the stretch to generate enough points to pull this game out of the fire.
Well, Franklin Monroe picked up their defense in the second half, for sure. And their star, Fall, who had two at the half, ended up with 20. That's a combination for failure and the fact that he scored 32 points in a varsity boys basketball game. You're not going to win very many.
No. E.B. Fall commanded the basketball in the final two quarters. That was Troy Myers, head coach of Franklin Monroe. That was his game plan. The final 16 minutes, they came out third period. It was E.B. Fall controlling the basketball. And they isolated for him, cleared out. He went one-on-one. When he couldn't do it, he gave the ball up. Eventually came back to Fall. He was a one-man wrecking crew. What, 18 points for Fall, second half, Chuck?
Second half, and the thing I liked about him, he didn't force anything. Even in the first half when he wasn't scoring, he didn't force any shots.
Franklin Monroe got 26 in the second half, and E.B. Fall scored 18.
18 of them.
And that sums it up. Redskins just could not slow him down. Let's take a break for 2 or 3 minutes, then we will return with more from here at Pickler's Garbage Gym. 38-32, Franklin Monroe tops Fort Loraman here tonight in a district final at Garbage Gym on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenbaugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenbaughInsurance.com. That's AllenbaugH. Let Allenbaugh go to work for you.
As we return to Garber Gym in Piqua, the news is Fort Loramie was beaten by Franklin Monroe 38-32. Redskins closed the campaign 12-13. One heck of a season. Heading into play tonight, Fort Loramie won 9 of its last 12. The Franklin Monroe Jets have just been presented the district championship trophy. Franklin Monroe on to a regional semifinal against Botkins or Jackson Center Wednesday at Vandalia Butler, and we'll have the game for you on Scores broadcast. Bet you didn't know that Rushi is the home to a company that serves Ohio, parts of Indiana, Michigan, and other states in the middle part of the nation. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi's in big demand. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly also accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level spots. Contact us online at OReillyMTS.com, OReillyMTS.com, O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports right here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Also in Rushi, A&M Pallet, a returning sponsor on Scores Broadcast that serves more than 200 businesses across the Buckeye State, including 60 less than 75 miles from Rushi. A&M Pallet, pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available. Shift number 1, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093, 295-3093, A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Chuck, E.B. Fall stole the show in this game, second half for Franklin Monroe, as he popped home 18 of the Jets' final 26 points. Fort Loramie, with a little surge into the third quarter, got the lead back at the end of the third after trailing much of that third quarter. Fort Loramie had a 16-12 halftime lead. Franklin Monroe dominated the first 6 minutes or so of that third period. And Fort Loramie inched back on top when the third quarter finished out. Fourth quarter belonged to the Jets.
Yeah, well, they got that three-point lead to start the fourth quarter, like you said, and it just took a second for them to get back and have the lead, and it just kind of slid. Their last three threes that they took didn't catch iron.
Nope, nope.
And that, I mean, the nerves that I saw tonight in them, we did not see on Tuesday night, and that, I think, was a big difference.
Yeah, good point. How many free throws did Franklin Monroe shoot in the end in this game?
Well, they were 12 of 19 for the game. They were 10 of 14 in the fourth quarter.
Okay.
And Loramie was 6 of 8.
And E.B. Fall got to the line, what, 8, 10 times?
2, 4, 6, 8, 10.
10 times, really, for E.B. Fall?
Yep, and he made 7, 7 of 10. Take that all day long.
That Redskins just could not guard him. He was hidden somewhat in the Jets' offense in the first half, picked up a couple quick fouls. Fort Loramie couldn't get a third on him until into the fourth quarter of this game. By then it was just a little too late. Fall stayed on the floor and did his thing. Most athletic player out there tonight among the 10 who were on the hardwood at any one time. Most athletic by far.
Yeah, and when he gets into the lane, he does such a good job of finding the people spotted up for the shots. Now, they didn't make a lot of threes tonight, but and that's probably why, let's just be honest, that's probably why it was only a six-point loss.
Redskins played marvelous basketball defensively most of the night, except E.B. Fall, when he wanted to, took this game over to a large degree over the final quarter and a half or so. E.B. Fall, our star of the game for Franklin Monroe. Chuck, Who do you highlight for Fort Loramie today?
Well, scoring-wise, they had nobody in double figures. That's what happens when you score 32, I guess. But they had 9 out of Dree, 6'4 junior back next year.
Yep.
He's my player of the game. The kid was good again tonight. They got 8 out of Barhorse, another junior coming back. They got 7 from Max Maurer on his last night on the floor for Fort Loramie, 6 for Carter Gasson, another senior, and then Eli Heitkamp, who had 12 the other night, had 2. And Grillo didn't score in the game.
Again, our seniors, Max Maurer, Ethan Kester, A.J. Siegel, a senior, Carter Gasson, Ty Kepper, both seniors, Carter Island and Spencer Knopf, your basketball seniors for Fort Loramie, which finishes 12-13 for the year here in 24-25 after winning only 7 one year ago when the Redskins went 4-8 in the SCAL, 6-6 this year. This segment of our presentation brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy. The fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Here are final scores from Boys Division 7 District Final action tonight. Down at Milford, Rushi advances to 25-0 on the year. moves on to the regional next Wednesday. Rushi 83, Cincinnati College Prep 45 here tonight at Pickwick's Garbery Gym. Fort Loramie is beaten 38-32 by Franklin Monroe. And we've got Botkins and Jackson Center for you tomorrow at noon. And that will create our third district champ. The fourth district champ comes from Columbus. It's one of two Christian academies. They're playing right now up in Central Ohio. And the winner of that game will take on Rushi in one regional semifinal on Wednesday night. Franklin Monroe, victorious tonight over Fort Loramie, will meet the winner of the Botkins-Jackson Center game in the other regional semifinal on Wednesday. Games are at 6 and 8, I believe. I think Rushi's in game 1. I'm just trying to recall that off the top of my head.
Honestly, I don't remember.
Then tomorrow at 5, tip-off, 4:20 airtime from Mendelia Butler. It's the girls' Division 7 regional championship. Fort Loramie takes on Mississinewa Valley. Redskins, Blackhawks. Boy, that is going to be a very frenetic pace basketball game. It's going to be spirited, lively. There will be steals, some mistakes on the floor, transition baskets, some threes taken by the Blackhawks. If they repeat their performance against Legacy Christian, they'll shoot probably 23s in that game tomorrow, Chuck.
Yeah, and Woodbury, who was their leading scorer, she really didn't do much in the game. So Loramie's got to make sure that they don't let her get off early on Saturday.
Understand that Paige Emmerich, the fine player for Mississinewa, who was injured very late in that win over Legacy Christian at Vandalia Butler in the district championship contest, or I should say in the regional semifinal contest, is A-okay and is ready to go and play against Fort Loramie tomorrow at 5. She had, what, 23 points, did Emmerich?
23. She had 17 at the half.
Whew.
Yeah, she had a terrific game, and now Woodbury, that's what I'm saying. Loramie's really got to make sure that the girl doesn't get off on them early because they could get her on fire.
Yeah, 42-30, Mississinewa beat Legacy Christian two nights ago. Fort Loramie was victorious, 61-18 over Delaware Christian. Redskins bench scored as many points in that game as did Delaware. Good sign for Fort Loramie. The substitutes, the reserves are contributing, and that's going to be helpful.
Yeah, they need that. I mean, you can't play with five. You got to play subs. So, you know, with Chateau out now, they're finding a different groove, and they're really doing with two people scoring and then everybody else kind of just taking care of the basketball. But you're right, they're youngsters. There were no nerves in those kids when they were out there on the floor.
No, they've been on the floor enough the last month that I think they've had some confidence instilled in them. They know they've got to contribute. Stick this in the back of your mind. Vandalia Butler Boys Division 6 Regional is Tuesday. Tuesday at Butler. We'll have that for you. Anna Rockets. I believe Anna's got a real good, haven't looked at the brackets in D6. Anna, Tri-Village were on a track to meet, I think, in a regional semi. I believe that was the case. Anna, Tri-Village, will be there. Be there nonetheless on Tuesday night for the boys D6 regional at Vandalia Butler. Airtime 5:20, airtime the next night for the boys D7 regional. So many thanks to all of our listeners for joining us here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. It's been fun. Been quite a stretch here, Chuck. Some, 12, 13 games in maybe fewer days than games.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm a little tired after getting to work at 6 o'clock this morning, and I still have to go back.
My goodness. But, this new setup, 7 divisions, and unfortunately D7, D6 have been stacked on top of each other on many nights, some 20, 30 miles apart. Tonight, you got Rushi playing, what, 80 miles away down in Milford, southeast corner of Hamilton County?
Yep. Well, I mean, they got the Division II being played at Elida. And Winton Woods, who's down on the Ohio River, is going to drive to Elida to play their regional game, which makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah, I can remember years past, we'd cover D3, D4 girls regionals.
Oh, yeah.
On Wednesday and Thursday nights, then the finals on Saturday afternoon, Saturday night. No chance on the girls' side to provide coverage like that this year. Do have a chance at D6 boys regional on Tuesday, D7 boys regional on Wednesday, as I mentioned. Thanks a lot to Chuck alongside Chuck McBee, Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Great job as always. Thanks to you for tuning in. Fort Loramie ousted tonight. A spirited run by the Redskins down the stretch, winning 9 of 12, heading into play this evening. But were edged out in the fourth quarter by Franklin Monroe by 6 points. For our listeners, for Chuck, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from Pickwas Garbery Gym. Fort Loramie beaten by Franklin Monroe, 38-32.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many...